mentioned the Bir Halacha quote of the Kivager, who talks about a Sinai. If Rashi's right, I'm a Kavin, that Lahaniyah should only go on the Shal Yad, not on the Shal Rosh. And otherwise, it should go on both. And then the Bir Halacha says, "Uva'ar zachayim mash megakeh shematzkel le'etuzu." So Danny told me, if you look it up, it's not true. L'hoyed Ramayola, the zachayim is something completely different. Sharp. He's l'shitasa kaseder. He's the one. The Malbim made a big deal out of the Balamor. So the Balamor, the Rani Rosh Hashanah, Hamay Achad. Here in the Arts of Zachayim, he has a different, version of the Olas Tamid. The Kfaratim of Olas Tamid. So the Prima Gona calls Olas Tamid making a Sinai. The Arts of Zachayim calls it differently. I don't have an Olas Tamid. But we'll see what it says. The Shah is different. You put make a Laniach, and have in mind the Laniach should only go on the Shel Yad, period. No Sinai. If you don't like me, you can't make a Sinai. Like the Rav said, you can't make a Sinai, but you can't make a Sinai. Yes, no. Make up your mind. Make up his mind. And it goes only on the Shel Yad, not on the Shel Rosh. Ooh, that's the case. Of course. You have to make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. What kind of question is that? So the Aras HaChaim says, you're right. It's all like what we call the classic Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan makes two brachas on the Shel Rosh alone. Avada. But he keeps going with what he said already yesterday. When we mentioned his name the day before. We're not exactly sure what our minig is. We know that we know that the end of a second bracha in the case of Sokh Mavarach Shnayim on Shel Rosh. But we're not sure why. Is it because Rabbi Natan in its classical form, in which case you would have to make two brachas on Shel Rosh alone? Or no, it's because of the Balamor. The Balamor is making two brachas on the Shel Rosh, really one's on the Shel Yad, one's on the Shel Rosh, and Havayah Achas Mishneim. If you had a Shel Rosh, only make one bracha. And we can't know, so let's see what our minig is then. You write a lashon, it's very rare. So it's very rare you can't establish a minig. You don't know what the minig is. It's hard to know on a rare case what our minig really is. So we're not sure whether our minig is really in the time of classic or the toned-down version of the Valamor. So therefore, we would say something brachos lahakil. So therefore, he says, make a laniach and have in mind only the Shel Yad. Does the Rabbi Natan would be right for sure, you have to make two brachas in Shel Rosh. But if the Balamor is right, he says, as long as you didn't speak between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, even though your bracha of Laniach and the mind only the Shel Yad, not the Shel Rosh, doesn't make a difference. He still would not make a new bracha. It's a little bit of a chiddush. That's the Aras HaChaim says, and the different answer than that which the Sinai, which is described in the Biola. Okay, that's the Oran yesterday issue. Now we start about with the Rosh and Simon Tesbo. Remember we ended it yesterday. Rashi said that it's no problem. I'm a very the other because of Ocham Mechama to make the brach on the Shel Rosh. And I explained to you at the end of this year, and Rashi was a Shitoto, that you're making only our mitzvahs. But sure enough, the Rosh and Shittos so disagree. The Rosh and Simon says, there's a whole new different mahalach. Let's take a look. Tanya, Soch ben tefillah the tefillah, Haveri b'yodo, v'chol z'olem yorcha mochama, shal shem kiyum mitzvah tefillin, shetiknu, Yitzkayim bi'anshi al-mochoma v'torah v'roa af chotko. He's bothered by the expression Orchei al-mochoma. The pasuk v'torah v'roa af chotko is a remed, not pasuk v'roa af chotko to tefillin v'roa af chotko to tefillin v'roa af chotko to tefillin. So therefore, from this remed, if you somehow split up the draw with the chotko, Hashem could be failing war, and if you chose them, you're okay on the chum. is the basis of the Lubavitcher Mivsa Tfilin, that the Rebbe said that the Israeli army needs help, and the way we can help the Israeli army is by making sure everyone is Tfilin. This is not much based on this story. The Rebbe quoted this rush. The Torah of Giraffe, because of the famous Maisa from 20 years ago. Fine. Then he said, Af liyehesh mei rabav lekedusha v'lanos amein ein lahapsik. Someone said it's a Kesher's Lish, it's a Sakev name of the Rosh. Did you figure that one out? Kesher's Lish, go to the Rosh says, because you're allowed to answer Hesh mei rabav. I don't know. Doesn't tell you from what I see. Maybe me something which we'll see in a few minutes here. It was a day which maintains the next few lines that Sichas cool and it's called Yom Kippur. So Kedush Yesh Merabba Soch Ein Chozer Olea Me'orch Yom Kippur El Chozer Umvorech Al Sharosh Shtayim Mishikan B'Kedusha Batla Rishon Avetoch Umvorech Shtayim Al Sharosh. Even though the aver is not so big, lach salam yochem alchama, nikoma gam ika yisura, shegorim levarech baruch hashem etzrich. So right away, in this line, the Rosh against our tongue, the parents we explained yesterday, tells us goes calling to Rashi. Goes to calling Rashi. Rashi learns there's no two brachas on Sharosh ever. He's making a mitzvah which you ordinarily wouldn't make. As I mentioned to you yesterday, the fact that you make the bracha, which is more mitzuyuk, alleviates the problem of bracha shayna tzuyuk, and that's so bad. But according to Shita HaRabbi Matam, you have to make two brachas. You have to make a lanich all over again. That's a real, honest-to-goodness bracha shayna tzuyuk. So therefore, that's something which shouldn't be done. Fine. Nonetheless, if a person said Yesh Mei Rabba, although he really shouldn't have done it, he's not Chozer Mei Orchei HaMulchama. But you have to look a little bit carefully over here. The Baruch Hashem and the Tzvi, so there are two problems which are side by side. Let's go slowly. There's the problem of Baruch Hashem and the Tzvi, and the problem of what we call the Torah, Zeroah, Kodkod. In plain English, or plain Hebrew, we called it yesterday, Havayach HaSashem. Has to be a connection. So the Rosh said, you have to have a strong connection between the Shayat and the Sharosh. Unrelated to Baruch, not Gemina. A case of somebody doesn't make a bracha at all. What's the case I mentioned yesterday in the Shia? Either Chalamoy, maybe you don't make a bracha, or Zul Nir Ben Adab, which you don't make a bracha. Is there an Indian of being mastic? Yes or no? So mitzad the bracha, Shem Yisrael, that's the fly. There's no bracha at all. But mitzad the Torah, Zeroah, Kodkod, or Havayachas, it is a problem. So, the Mogan Avram says two things. In Sukkot Yudalid, he points this out what I just mentioned to you until now, that from the perspective of Havaya Achas, even if no bracha is being made whatsoever, it's still prohibited to be mafsik. Afilo shemichu v'chalamoy is lo bracha, afilo achi averi lo siach konga beis Yosef. Okay? Then when the Mechaber says it's a Jews, the Kaddish Kedusha, Lo Yaptik Lanasi Moem, says the Mogan Avram Yudayim, the Impotak, the Ono, Chozer Umavorech, has to make a new Bruch of Laniach, and we call Mekom Mashma, the Aminiach, the Cholamoyed, the Lo Bruch of Rashoi Lano, means Yesh Merabah, the Leki Surah Bazel, the Shigorim Bruch. Interesting. That the Hesh Mei Rabba somehow is not a violation of the Havaya Achas. And therefore, Yehei Svirah was the problem of Gar Baruch Hashem and Tzricho. Stam Tzricho Kulun is the problem. Even if there's no bracha of Avayacha. But Yehei Shmei Rabba on Chol HaMoed is Mutter. It's not a problem of bracha Shem HaTzvichu because there's no bracha. And it's not a problem of Avayacha because Yehei Shmei Rabba. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, it's not a problem. Why shouldn't it be a problem? You are saying something which is more extraneous. I want to show you something which is even more remarkable. In the Mordechai. Take a look, please, in the Mordechai page. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The time, the end of the second column. Dafkem sok dvar betelen. Av sok utzar up filin eno chozer. My motzi, maske. Bona rabbeinu tam. Da filo on a kaddish al bochu ben tayim, ein hefzik. Achrei she ein yochol anichom ad ad she yanem ad tibur. Vein hefzik achrei she tzorach ulo. Tzorach hu ze lo. The tzorach la'akimo. That's a wapa chiddish. That's a wapa chiddush, Rabbi Natan. If you answer, Yehei Shmei Rabba, you don't require a new bracha. Why? Because it's a tzorach. Tzorach of what, gentlemen? You have a spiritual need to be mastic, say, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kaddish. What does it do with tefillin? It's not tzorach ha-tefillin. It's called tzorach ha-tefillin. The chiddush nifla in the Mordechai. In any event, sounds clear from the Mordechai, it's even permissible to be only a Shmei Rabba Bein Shayar the Shorosh. Sounds like you're saying, quite clear in the Mordechai. Now, interestingly, the Taz in Simin Chafei Bivkotin Ches said, Umash Makan Shilu Ovar Va'ono Yehei Shmei Rabba V'chayotibo lo havi hefzik v'inyan sheitzarek l'vorach shenet al atfilin shidin hamasik v'sich atfulin v'kotze v'vei tzorze v'shem ha-Mordechai v'tam she'ein hefzik achre she'tzorech ulo. Wait a minute, Rabbi, what happened? The Mordechai, for some reason which I don't fully understand, claims that answering Yehei Shmei Rabba is considered tzorech atzorech somehow tzorech atfilin. So therefore, he says, you'll have to answer the Chachila. That I understand. But the Taz is a Chiddush Gadol. The Taz is saying, you're not allowed to answer. You're not permitted to answer. You're going to call the Mechava. The Mechava says, you're not allowed to answer. I thought you can't, if you did answer Yeshmei Rabba, it's not considered to be a Hefzik, and you don't have to make two brachas in the Shorosh. That is a very, very big Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush. No, if you don't have to make a bracha, so what's the yisur? Not bracha shem tzricha, but rather what? A vayachas. That's shot in the Taz. Comes the prima godim and says, you know what? The Taz is the exact hepech divri mogan avrama of design. The Taz and the mogan avrama mamish the opposite of each other. Let me explain what that means, the opposite of each other. According to the Taz, what comes out, you don't have to make a new bracha. And Afal PK, Afal PK, you shouldn't be answering. And it's certainly a possibility, we'll see soon, that Chol Zeh Me'orach Yam Melchama, because you shouldn't be answering. It's a violation of the Torah, Zerah, Kotkar, and Vayacha. Ha. The Mogan Avraham says, in Sivkotin, Yud Zayin. Let's read it again one more time. Sifkat Yud Zayin. Lo Yastik. He shouldn't say, shouldn't be Mastik and say Eshmer Abba. The Impostak, the honor, Choser Mavarach, against the Taz. Taz said, Eno Choser Mavarach, but Choser Mavarach. When we call Mako Mashma the Menia, no. Choser Mavarach. When a Chalamoyed, Rashoy Lano, the Leki Yisur of the Elimashim Kshagorim Baruch Hashem Atricha. So the Eno Choser Mavarach will come. So the Taz and Mokan Avraham could be exactly the opposite of each other. Namely, according to the Magen Avraham, on both sides, you require a new bracha on the Sharosh, but ain't a chol de merokha amacham. And according to the Taz, you don't require a new bracha on the Sharosh, but I thought the Kena shouldn't be answering, and presumably he's working with an assumption that it's chol de merokha amacham. That seems to be what the Prima means when he says, I and Taz, Pirish, Hepech, Divrei, Hamogan Avraham, the opposite. The opposite. Now, in fact, according to the Taz, why? According to the Taz, you require to make a new bracha. So Gevalt, you require to make a new bracha. So we should say, if it's terrible, it's sinful. Bracha Shem Atzricha. So maybe you should go back Me'orcha Yamachama. Apparently, he's working with an assumption that Yehesh Merab is so important, it's so critical. It's so critical, according to the Mordechai, have to even say it. According to the Taz, it's so critical that, although you're not supposed to say it anyway, despite it being critical, if you did say it, we can't be so angry with you, because you accomplished something great. Either there's a downside, you broke up the Havaya, there's an upside, said Eish Merab. Let's not forget, the Gemara and Baruchah suggests at one point that even in the middle of Shmon Esrei, it's Eish Merab. You know, pass him away. But you see how critical Eish Merab is, and therefore, this seems to be the opinion of the Taz. So what will happen according to the Taz, by Chalamoyed, with Tzum Rabbeinu Tam, with his no Baruchah Shein Atzrich, would you say Eish Merab? The Mogan Avraham said, yes. And I would say the Taz would say no. You have this idea of Havai Achat. And the Prima Garden explains, on that Magen Avraham, the cotton you diet, that according to the Shulchan Aruch, there seems to be no issue bechlal of Havai Achat Meshteyan, and the Raya is as follows. What did the Shulchan Aruch say? What did the Shulchan Aruch say to Yeshua Rabbakam? Lo yafzik lanos imoyim, and the show sake the shomea or mechav and the mashav. In fact, Prima Godin, a chutzpah. Show sake the shomea or mechav and till the chazan finishes his kedusha dort. In fact, he comes back to us a big shul on Shabbos morning. It takes 5 minutes since he finishes kedusha. Not going to be shomea. There's no shul on Shabbos. Take that back. So you come on a Rosh Chodesh. And there's a guy who's hacking with it with some, not too shy. I guess I can't make a dramatic case out of this. Huh? Can you have any of this? Chalamoy, Shachar, Kedush, not so much the big deal. Wait over here. Kaddish, or Kedusha. Kaddish, the guy is, anyway, whatever it may be. But that is a small amount of time. So, what are you waiting for? We saw the rush was so careful, he didn't want to wrap three more times around his hand. What's going on over here? So he's medayek, but the mechaber holds it, that's no big problem of Havai Achat Meshteyan at all. That's the mashmaos of the Prima Godin. I thought, no, there is a problem. But the Yesh Merab is so significant that it's worth saying it, even though there's a bit of a chesaron in the Havai Achat Meshteyan. You look in the Mishnah Berurah, He talks about this trick. The cotton lamed vote. But he's in the Malbim once again. Malbim is staying consistent over here. It's the cotton lamed vote. So there the Machabe says, Lo yafsik lanasim lohem. Kolomoyed, but still never in the time, no bracha. Yesh lahokil lahafsik laniyas yesh merabba kedusha baruch uva omi. Gubal, havai achas. I want to do that via achas. It's a trick. Achakach. Excuse me. Achakach yodid ha-shoyad me-mekomo kodem she-yaniach ha-sharosh kidei she-yia ha-vai achas ha-shem. Who says? Arsha Sachai. The Malbim, the same business again. The Malbim is a great trick. Yad yesh mirabah. What are you going to do? Bracha shen etzvich, you don't have a problem of. But avay achas? So some say there's no problem, no issue of avay achas. No, there is an issue. But it's correctable. How do you correct it? You move it from its place and move it back again. What an interesting trick. Look at the B'alachas quote again from the Arsha Chaim. It's unbelievable, he said. He said like this. So what happens if a person heard Kaddish? Lo yafsik. Okay? Let's say he was mafsik. So what do you do? Chozer u'mavorech. If you are mafsik, so you have to make a new bracha of laniach and the sharosh as well, because you made a hafsaka. So what do you mean you have to make another bracha? So the chayim, cause the chayim over here. Cause us, you have to make two other sharosh. Cause the mechaber, you make one, but. Uva at the chayim of shriya, the bezah, feel the didan, the nog and grab him, the tam, the yavarat kiyim bracha achas, tzvah mitzvot, ayin shem milsa b'taymon. I looked it up. What's the milsa b'taymon? Again, with his achros, with his pshoros, with his spec fakers, is again the Malbim is scared of the whole simon. This is what he says. Maybe Rashi's right. Rashi never makes two brachas on the Sharosh. And maybe the Mordechai's right, but it's not a hefsek. We have kind of a sex fake. If you stam a mastic between Shayad and Sharosh, we require a two brachas because we're pretty much convinced that Rabbeinu Thomas Chai is correct. Even though Rashi's full of a bit of a suffix. Throw in the Mordechai Tzavik as well, the Eshmei Rabba, would not require a brand new bracha, it's a kind of a tzvek faker, you wouldn't make a second bracha. But according to the Mechaber, you would make a mitzvah tefillin. Why? Tzvek faker if I care. Maybe you have any time, it's right after all. And maybe it is a hefsek, something along those lines. It's just a fancy footwork that the Malbim has. Okay. Narabosai. In Sifir Aleph it says, Mimai to Hefzik, as we saw before. What's that?
So why would you say,
that you need a second
bracha for that you make two brachas
for
Shalosh?
With the Mordechai quotation.
Right.
It's even better. Is that what the Malbim says? Could be. Could be that's what he says. I don't remember. I think it's with Cheshbonis. Give a look. It's in Sukkot and Ayin. That's where it is in the Arsha Chaim. Give a look. Now, in Sifur Aleph is a whole discussion of what you do as far as being Mimayat the Hefzik. So, you quote the Rosh. You put the Sharosh in Kodesh, Sheyikra Chavetzua, Tavav Azroah. That's the psak of the Mechaber, according to Rosh. Do we follow the Mechaber? Anyone follow the Mechaber? Anybody? Only one person I knew followed the Mechaber. Rav Moshe is the one of the Rosh. Rav Moshe finally followed the Mechaber. He used to just put up a couple of things, and then he read it together in the Sharosh. Okay. Anyone here follow the Mechaber? Anybody here? Anybody? Faradim Olay? Follow Maran? Bet Yosef? No? Apparently it's not followed. One of the reasons is because it doesn't work technically. put around, the trade's going to fall off. It's not going to be, we're not such a good job anymore. Who in fact do we follow? Who do we follow? So the Taz says that you're supposed to put the seven times around the forearm immediately, and subsequently you put on the Sharosh, and at the end you put it on your fingers. That's Minig, I think, Minig robe you throw, no? Take a look, quote it over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Lamed Ches. Chutz Kavona Sa'ari. That's her nog, Likro Chashiva Kriecha Sabev Azro Tchila. Avallah Agim Kriecha Shal Etzba. Chena Minig Bechol Mokon. And the Mishnah Siakas, otherwise it won't say. That's how Minig. The Rav, the Kavona of the Racha, did everything first. He now did seven around his hand, his arm, but he also did the three around the finger first. We have, you know, the Dove had the Roman hug. The Moshe fell the Makabeh, one extreme against the Minig Olam, and the Rav went the other way against the Minig Olam. Most of the other places we follow the Minig Olam, which even if it came from the Ari or the Taz, if it came from, that is what we do. We put the seven on the hand first and the three on the fingers later. No, am I correct? Am I reflecting reality here? Yes. Okay. Fine. The Ramah here says something very interesting. Shoyad miyushav, the shorosh umos. I think that's a Sephardic custom, am I correct? David, yeah? I see. Right, there's an interesting sound in the Ramah, of all places. Then he says, v'umdinos elu lo nagu kenel abshtean umos. We do all ma'umas. Where did it come from? Where's it all from? Where's it all coming from? So the answer is all our pi Kabbalah. All based on Kabbalah. And of course the Gra argues on the Kabbalah too. He knew the Zohar. The both of us say, well, who are we talking about the Zohar? The Gra knew the Zohar. You got it all wrong. So this introduces a whole fascinating point over here. Cost of a Knesset Gdolah. Bali Apost. Kodava Shabali Akabola Vazor Cholkim Magamora Vapolskim. Halakakarak Mar Vapolskim. Miu and Bali Akabola Machmirin Ishbahma Gamkin. From Lahuska Bigamora Vapolskim, Alpha Pish is to be Kabbalah. Ain on the Yukolum Lochup Linokin. Push it that way. Kabbalah's told. I'm not even equipped to know about it. I'm gonna make actually force me to do it. I happen to know about it. I'm not equipped to know about it. Halachi mechuyev to know. The din she'ena muska behepach b'shas v'polskim yesh lelach achar divrei kabbalah v'gam b'mokam she'esh plukta ben apolskim divrei kabbalah yachriya. The last one is very, very, very interesting. Kabbalah should be used in achriya machlok v'polskim. That is, not everyone agrees to that, yes. I don't know. I'm not an expert in all the bits. But he had his own maggid. He had all kinds of inside lines there, which we don't have. The Zohar says you make one drop. The Gruch also doesn't make one drop. Right. That's in many places it goes that way. As a matter of fact, go ahead, back to Kabbalah. We all get wrong Pshat in Kabbalah. Pshat is the only way. Right. That could be. But you find, for example, other cases, we'll get to with Chalamoid, where they bring in the Kabbalah to Machriya and Machleksim. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Okay. Now I want to show you an interesting Mogan Avraham. It's a cotton test vote. If you have one, please open up to it. If you have. Yeah. Me to make the bracha, I didn't see it. No, it's hard to tell. Ashkenaz all stands for everything. But it looks like. Yeah, am I wrong? Yeah. Because the anacha should be miyusha and the bracha should be mu'umad. and that's what I'm here.
So you need to make a bracha and you sit down. Stand up, make a bracha, then sit down and put it on. The other way around. Bracha what? What was it? Bracha what?
Well, you put it on your hand. That's Mr. Brewer didn't quote that line. Now, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying, Mr. Brewer, that didn't give me that impression. Magen Avraham is what's it called, Mr. Magen Avraham? Chof. The lesson of Magen Avraham. Hanocha teim Yusuf, Abracha v'akshira teim Uman. That's not what it says in Mr. Brewer. He says, Hanocha teim Yusuf, Abracha teim Amida. That's not a key word. Aha. Hanocha teim Yusuf. I got the impression that they're not to be yoyt to the Kabbalah, make the Hanocha of Yusuf, even though it's not really just preliminary. And when it comes to Kabbalah, I right away bow out. That the Didan, the Noag, and the Varach, they broke it off a piece of Mohistic, Sarach, Lach, the Varach, also Rosh, Loniach, the Gara Mitzvah. This is the basics. Is there any time sheet? Says the Magen Avraham Tezvav. Kosa Varan. Kosa famous Ramesh seems to be time. Umamash mesh b'shal yad umachazik akeshe b'varach al sharosh shtey v'chule. Now, I understood the Ran, we saw the Malm said it so many times, with the Balamor, that was, you're making the extra brachal on the yet, you're really not making two brachas on the sharosh. You're making really two brachas on shayad and sharosh. The reason to make an extra bracha is so you have to fulfill that vayachas to stay. That's how we understood the Ran and the Balamor. But look what the Balamor says. V'tame, kevin de yeshom im de chayim levorach kishem mashmesh, v'hoche yesh omim de ein tzorach levorach lo aniyach, l'chein yim mashmesh al yad, ayin tif yud bein. What did the Balamor and Avraham say? A whole new pshat from left field. A svek faker again. What's a svek faker? In Shulchan Aruch Tif Yud Beis, it says as follows. The discussion of how many times you have to make a bracha on tefillin. So the Mechaber says, he's izim in mekoma madata la'azich v'achzira miyad zorach levorach. Ramos says no. Says the Magen Avraham, Ramos said no, because we're not sure. Tzavik brachas l'hakam. Maybe yes. So we move the tefillin, presumably chat Magen Avraham, you remove it and then move it back again, so to make it into a svek levorach. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam is right. Just in case he's wrong, if the Mechab is right in Sif Yud Beis, you have to make a bracha anyway. Because you remove the shayat and put it back again. So it's an insurance policy against bracha levatol. That's how the Magen Avraham understood this did. The pshat in the Ran. Tameh of the Ran. Different than we said pshat in the Ran was in the words create a vayachas to shtayim. But the Magarot said, no, not shtayim, not do that. It's an insurance policy, kind of a svek. Of course, the major problem with this pshat. Kiveh gets the kasha. Kiveh doesn't understand what the Magen Avraham is talking about. If you have a Mi'ur B'Kivega, you should look inside. If you don't, everyone by now should have a Mr. Brewer. We discovered 10 more. Does everyone have a Mr. Brewer? Is anyone here that's missing a Mr. Brewer? In the box there were 10. So if you're missing one, pick it up. So what, but some of you have a Rebbe Kivego, you should look inside a little bit. Koshali, or Enem Aviyah Klumize, Dimnochon, she does Rashi, the Sokh Mavarach Stein, Hainu Amitis Lachud, Kem Emele below Sokh Mavarach Echad, Hainu the Enem Mavarach Al Rosh, Klal, in Kankashi, a Mashmish Mishal Yad, Umavarach Lon Yach, Shuv Eino Roy Lavarach, Al Sharosh, Al Mitzvah. You didn't accomplish anything. Because if Rashi is right, you made a new mishmash, you made a new Lon Yach, so why do you shouldn't be making Al Mitzvah? What kind of specs make it? Ulai be'emes mevorech p'chila al shorosh al mitzvah v'chakach me'mashmish b'shoyad u'mevorech l'aniach v'b'zayot yedei kulam. Rabbi Natan says you always make two brachas. And according to Rashi, you make a brach on the mishmush. Vein mashma came to Tzorach here. There's a remez to this in the Bir Halacha. He says, Rabbi Kiva Ege, Matzah Bechidush of the Mitzvah, Mavoy Yivarach, Chil Al Sharosh, Hamitzah Zachakach, Yimash Mishra Yad, Yichazek Akesher, Yivarach Laniach, Vazer, Yishidus Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, Ayin Shav. Not Poshet. It's not the Poshet Shad in what the Vagan Avraham said in the words. I'm not even sure exactly how it would work. Anyway, the simple Pshat in Vagan Avraham is that he's, I take it back. Rabbi Kiva Ege is calling the Vagan Avraham faithfully. The Pshat, the Vagan Avraham's Pshat within the Ran is difficult. The time made, quoting the Ran, we don't derive it in a completely different way. That's what sex sake is. Rav is shalat with the balam, with the balam, with the balam, with the havaya achas. Very difficult, among the wrong. I'm sorry. The logic behind it? What's the logic behind it? Far, that I understand. That's all fine, but according to Rashi, it's kind of a sick, you think it's a sick thing. Okay. It's not hard, I take it back. It's not hard to understand. It's hard to put it into the words of the Mogan Avram. Okay? Ain't no mashma king. Yes. No, I understand it's against the puzzle, but here you're in a bind. Put yourself into a tough situation there because you were stuck. So what do? You're stuck in Brooklyn, so you're stuck. You pull out all stops. That's Shatner Rabbi Kiva. Now, that's the passion that went in Mogan Avraham. Said, I ain't your days. He meant that the Mechaber passes. You remove it and put it back again. You make a new Brooklyn. Even though we did Ramos is not, but still, it's just another topic. And the Machzor that Shekel learned Pshat, that you don't remove the Tefillin Shalyat. And the Mogan Avraham is making reference to a Beit Yosef in Sifu's days, where some say, whenever you touch your tefillin, you make a new bracha. You can never move from the spot. Sukkadaf Memvav. Can't go into the whole sugya right now. That's a little bit difficult. It should have been Ayin Beit Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, is the Pshat Mamadal, quotes the Pshat that we like, that's the Chaim Pshat in the Mogan Avraham. It's a better Pshat than the Mogan Avraham. Rabbi Kiva Ege is a difficult, I mean, it's better logically, but it's difficult to squeeze it into the words of the Mogan Avraham. We prefer Pshat in the Ran and the Balamor the way we said before. Havaya achas v'shneim. That's what the Prima Gadim says. Prima Gadim said so. It's quoted in the Taz of Katan Dalit. The Balamor is the Lashon. Sof mavarech shneim. Not like I'm in the Taz of two on the Sharosh alone. But you're mashmesh to make a Havaya achas. Maybe make a shen ilan yech on the shel yad. You remove it from place to place. That's the pshat. Of course, there's the primazot. We make two on the shirosh alone. There's no need to mishmush. Oh, if we hold that there's no need for mishmush, so the Mogan Avraham, it has to throw in a sex thing. Because our pshat would be the pshat that we just said now with the Balamor and the Ran is against the Simen Chavav. So you make two brachas on a Sharosh alone. So the Malbim is always on with specs, Pegas, and Cheshbonis. But the people got him, and it's gone down the town, there's nothing doing. The Mangal Abraham felt compelled to do some specs, Pegas, even outside the push-up shot in the Ran, because we don't follow the Ran. It's in the Chavah. He projected, he made a new Cheshbon. That's the Mashmoth of the people got him in the town, Sivkot and Dalit. The way I wanted a safe shot, really could have made two brachas in the Sharosh alone. But still could die to do a mishmash in order to have the kiyum of a vayach tashem. And so I wanted a safe shot over here. Not to lose. Okay, now what happens in the following situation. The Mishnah Brura quotes this, you have Emanat Mishnah Brura, the Kotten Chavov. The Mechabe says, you make a bracha over l'asiyotan, shekshiras and zuvi asiyotan. So before the kshir, you make the bracha. Zok mishta bruch avok. Uvidiyevet yavarach afilach hakach, the mitzvah sheyesh bo meshach man, ubechule yoma. I have a question. Why didn't he say over here, gemashmesh? Mishta bruch at stop. Make the bracha all day long. You should have said gemashmesh. Remember the din of the Gemara. A person gets up early in the morning, too early to make a bracha. So what does he do? What? No. Before Shabbat, what does he do? Yimashmesh. Here too, Yimashmesh. So I don't know. Maybe he holds over here that the mishmash is only midina. It's a chumrah. A mitzvah nimshach doesn't require mishmash, which wouldn't help. It's the fact that the mitzvah goes on. Except, the guy put on his tefillin at 4 in the morning and now he's making bracha at 7, so many hours past, it's appropriate to do a mishmash. If the guy put on his tefillin at 7:01, and then he forgot to make a bracha, he's making a bracha at 7:02, so you don't require a mishmash. Maybe that's a pshat. Yeah? Very good. The second pshat might be, in the case of the Gemara, he put on b'shat p'tur. That's why he requires a mishmash. Over here, he put a b'shat chiyuv, and therefore he wouldn't require a mishmash. Now, kamina would be, these two pshats. What if he put it on at 7 o'clock, and he wakes up at 7:30, gaval, that didn't make a bracha. So a lot of time passed, but it's, he put on b'shat chiyuv. Yeah. Right. Don't know. I'm not sure. They're just suggesting svaras. Why they doesn't say the fairish mishmash? Rabotai, Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Shulchan Aruch. Nagu ha'olam shlo lachlo tefillin ad acha kedusha levo letziyah. Mr. Brewer jumps and says, Nun hey, Yeh shein mashim aleihem yosem en achiyev v'tzrichem guf noki. You shouldn't leave a tefillin any longer than you have to. That's why, if you look at Simon Lamed Zion, Sif Beis, Rabbi says, turn there, please. Then we were there before, let's see again. Mitzvah Nichem Liyosan Al-Kolayo, but, because you can't have a Yifnaki, Yishlo Yatsiyah Zatabayim, Ein Kolam Yizachal Yizabayim, Nagu Shalol Anichem Kolayo. So how, when do you have to have him on? Only Mishas Kriya Shema Tefillah, that's it. Says the Biolacha, believe it or not, because the tshuva, tikel anichem b'sheinus b'mincha, should wear tefillin at mincha. No, why not? Who has a minhag to wear tefillin at mincha? You have a minhag like that? You see it? Ever see it? Who? Ben Ishchai doesn't do it. Why not? Avada. Rabbi Bezdin, Zichron Levrocha, who was the founder of JSS, told me that somewhere in the 60s, a young fellow walked in, and he stopped a minch in class, you know, after the shift was over. He put on tefillin. So, yeah, what are you doing? He heard the brisker rav put on tefillin to mincha. He said, would you be the brisker rav, you put on tefillin to mincha. So we don't have that minch. But it's interesting that we don't know exactly why you don't have a minch. It's too late, we're not home, but what is it? Ube'erev Shabbos lo yonichim, shalom. Ube'erev Shabbos? It could be the pshat is that the reason we don't put on tefillin to mincha is many people have a mincha very late, even the mizum mechama, and they don't want to have the tefillin on into the dark. We'll discuss in the next week of Lailah Zman Tefillin that, and therefore the custom became not to wear the mincha in general. There were those who were mekel during the week because you're allowed to leave it on, and then nachman Shabbos you're not allowed to leave it on. As we'll see later. That could be a pshat. Otherwise, what's the mizum erev Shabbos? I don't know. Right, nun vav. So the Ramo added, al tana kabbalah. You have to wait until you have three kedushas and four kadeshim. Those mishavruas with typo. It should be three kadeshim and four kedushas. Because baruch hu is davar shebekdusha. That's one. And sofa brua, which means in birch hashkrishma is two. And kedusha davida, which means in shmonesra is three. And kedusha desidja volatian is four. They have four kedushas. What are three kadeshim? Chati kadesh before baruch hu. Chati kadesh after shmonesra. And kadesh shor after volatian. Shor. So therefore, you can take off the tefillin as soon as you finish what? Kadesh tiskadu. That's the Mishnah Berurah passage. Kadesh tiskadu. Now hold on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but the Prima Gordon says you should wait till after Kadesh Yosem, after Olenu. Why? I'll tell you why. Look it up. The answer is here too. Eishel Rav Chavchet. He says you're to the other Gersa. You want four Kadeshim. You only get four Kadeshim when you finish Kaddish Tisgavel, Kaddish Yosef. What are the four Kadeshim? Chati Kaddish, another Chati Kaddish, Kaddish Tisgavel, and Kaddish Yosef after Olenu. So in order for the other Gersa, which we have printed in the top in the Ramah, it's better to wait until the Kaddish Yosef after Olenu when the Kaddish Yosef is said. But then he has another Kadesh Kishtabu left out. They had a meeting of taking extra Kaddish after before Chazor HaShashat, called Parson HaLashma. They'd say, it's a Kaddish with a Baruch, another Kaddish. So then he said, you don't have to wait so long. He says, L'tima sh'nogu l'ifrus al-shma alach asfilet yitchet v'lachash, mutu lach lot acha Kaddish sholem miyad, even according to the Chumadik version. So I say, Rabbi Tzai, we have a minute to come to shul on time. We have a minig that there's some of them there. They say two kadeshim before you even get started, before they have to miss Mashir. So even your four kadesh requirement, according to the original text in the Ramah, is already satisfied by the chati kadesh after Shmon Esrei. So the chara, there's no need to wait. For the female again, if you came on time, no need to wait for the kadesh yosem after Olenu. As soon as kadesh kabbal is finished, should be mutter to take off the tefillin, even according to the Chumradika Girsa. Pashtus. And therefore, on both sides, according to the Iker Adin, our Girsa, which is what? Three Kadeshin and four Kadushas. It should be permissible to take off the tefillin when? As soon as you finish Kadushas to Sidra. Because you already have five Kadeshin and four Kadushas. Four. Two kadeshim from before you even started, and two chati kadesh. You have the four kadushas. So yes, you don't have to wait on the volatil. According to this, you should be able to take it off. Soon you finish kadusha the sidra. As a matter of fact, take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Nun Tet, if you don't mind. What's Nun Tet? What's the Nuntes, Rabbi? Come on. Rosh Chodesh, Cholten, Olsen, Kodesh, Filas, Musaf. When exactly before Musaf? Says the Mishnah Berurah. After Sefer Torah is put back. Fine. After the Kaddish, Kodesh, Filas, Musaf. Why? Elio Rabba, Kodesh, the Rosh Chodesh, Yachot, Acha, Kedush, the Volatium, Kodesh, Sheoma, Yiratim, Milifanecha, Shenishma, Chukecha, Bolam, Azeb. So that's a reference to the famous bracha of what? Lishmer Chuko, which we'll discuss in Tosfos, that used to be made with Maharava. Lo yamti milchaltsa v'nacha kadosh kesh lo yafti ben kadosh l'tfila. So the Eli Rabbah is saying that the Chati Kaddish between Asher and Shmon Esrei, what does it relate to? Does it relate to Asher and Shmon Esrei? What does he say? Huh? What does he say? Shmon Esrei. Don't tumble about this. In some shuls, they wanted to stop the rabbi from making a drosha after Kaddish and Melech Kedem before the Kaddish. Why? Because the Kaddish refers what? Back to the Asher. The chort against the mafurah shall yor rabba. Elamai, Rabbi Isai, Elamai, Elamai, our minigas, not like Eliyahu Rabba. Our minigas to say the Kaddish, is the first to say Kaddish and then take off the tefillin. Oh, she'll say the harayah fakir. Because we hold that the Kaddish refers back to the Ashrei. I think the Mishabur says this over the Shabbos. That's incorrect. I looked up the din. Why is it that this minig existed to postpone to postpone the taking off the tefillin until after you finish the Chatzit Kaddish before Musaf? I'll tell you why. I looked it up. It's a Mogen Avraham and Siman Tov Chof Gimel Sif Katan Vav. He's worried about the four Kaddishim. That's why. Didn't have the two at the beginning of by Mizmashir. So the core, therefore, if Ei Asher Cheli, if it were up to me, I would do what they do in many places in Eretz Yisrael, which is they take off the tefillin before Kaddish. You see that in Eretz Yisrael ever? You ever seen that? No one saw that in Eretz Yisrael? On Rosh Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael, when they take off the tefillin? Before Kaddish or after Kaddish? Before Kaddish. Oh, that seems to be the proper minhag. But what are you going to do? You can't move the balabatim. They'll look at you as a... seems to be better that way. But what can I do? Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Ah, that's where they come late. Ah, that's a shot. Well, about them was fight the tooth and nail. They want the right to come late. After Baruch Hashem, and still shouldn't have a problem. Oh, Yaakov is correct. So it was late, well, about them, we have to make this concession. All right. You know, we have the gear, so... What's the proper gear, so we're going to four Kedushin, three Kedushin. We have three Kedushin. We have three. We have three. We have Chatzit Kaddish. They come before Baruch Hu. Oh, yeah, good. They come before Baruch Hu. And then after Leining. And then right now, before Mutzah. Is that this one? That's three. Or Rosh Chodesh after Hallel. Wait a second. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Well, I'm kind of confused. Don't worry about Rosh Chodesh. So the guy counts, as long as he counts as huffing and puffing before Baruch Hu, so when does he get his three Kaddishim? Chatzit Kaddish before Baruch Hu. Then he has what? Tiskabel. By what? By Hallel, after Hallel. Then a Chatzit Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. He already has the three, even though not how late. I mean, if he comes before Baruch Hu, he has three. What about the other gears? So the four Kaddishim, that's what? All right, well, they have four Kaddish. No. It seems to be better to take it off earlier. Some people come on time, but what can you do? Take a look at our brother, the Sharei Tshuva Sifkot Hay. Interesting Sharei Tshuva. A person made a mistake, and he made the wrong bracha. He made a mitzvah tzulah that brought tzulah and shuyad. Made a mistake. So what do you do? What do you do? So if you're a Sephardi, you stop right there. If you're B'nai Ashkenaz, what do you do? If you remember right away, blah, blah, blah. And if you forget right away, if you didn't do it right, what do you do? Yivorech sheminiach al sharosh lo'aniach levad. Ipcha mistapra. The guy, goofed, is supposed to make a lo'aniach al shoyad and a mitzvah sharosh. He made a mitzvah al shoyad. What did he do? Makes lo'aniach al sharosh. Wow. This is what we're right that we keep saying. Both brachas have shaykhis, the both tefillin. So ideally, shmol aniach an shoyad, a mitzvah sharosh. You blew it. May I mitzvah sharosh? You make aniach an sharosh. You got a little bit backwards. Not so terrible. Yes, sir. Could be. So,
Yes, ma'am. Oh, really? Backwards? I said that. With Yerushalmi. Kutchin with it. On Brachas, yeah. Really, Yerushalmi. Okay, good. I didn't see it. Okay, that's what it says. Look. I give you even a bigger Kiddush over here. According to Rashi, if you make Be'ashkenaz, what he calls Spider-Man, the fellow Rashi and Rambam, if you make our Mitzvah Tzvillah and Shoyad, that's it. You don't make any more. Stop. You don't make Lahan Yech at all? Okay. The Gemara has an important difference quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So you take off your tefillin, you take off the Sharosh first. Why? Because man sheyu ben enecha yiyu shnai. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chav Ches, Siv Beis. Incidentally, the Madana Yontif in Oth Fei says that once you have this drasha, you don't no longer need ukshatim v'hoyu to teach you the order of Siyad and Sharosh. Just by simple mathematics, if you have to, you need Yishnayim, because Mashi Yubei Necha, by definition, the Shriyat has come before the Sharosh. Adkan is the Madani Yontif, which is famous to Kasha with that. But the Mechaber quotes it over here, Tchila Sharosh called it Tchila Mishim Rizakziv, Mahir Tom Shubei Necha, Rabin, Kos Man Shubei Necha, Yishnayim. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tziv Katan Beis. No. Tziv Katan Vote. The cotton hay. So it's cotton hay. The cotton hay. Acha shemeisir gimel krichos me'etzva. First take off the three krichos, then take off the shalrosh, then take off the shalyat. So I think minikol yisrael, am I correct? I mean, maybe because minikol yisrael is the other way around also. It's symmetrical. You put on the hands, then you put on the head, then you put on the fingers. So it's, what's it called? Lifo. Last in, first out. No? Last in is the fingers. They come the first out, and then life from this Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Okay. I don't know the reason about that. No. Those who have different minhagim, putting them on, well, they have different taking them off too. I don't know enough people that way. I can't answer the question. Sif cotton love, put the minig to take off the tefillin shorosh with your left hand. You want to show how you're not so. You don't want to take it off really. And in Shari Tshuva, Siv Cotton Bay is called the famous Zohar, who says, he looked back at Chafei B'Shem HaZohar, that you have to come at the shul Muchter B'Tfilin. You have to go out Muchtor B'Tfilin. The famous Zohar, which people have a minute, they walk into shul with the tefillin, they put on the shul, tefillin in the back room of the shul, some put on in the house, walk through the streets with the tefillin on. I wouldn't recommend that in the United States of America. Although I wouldn't be surprised in certain parts of Borough Park, the ghetto, maybe they do it. But this is a famous dinner some people have. And some people say the Zohar doesn't exist. It's a candid story. There's no such Zohar as it. Lamas the Mishamakam by Zohar, she Yazar, but there's no such thing. I'm not sure the Yazar going out or Yazar going in. I'm not sure what he means by that. I don't know enough about Zohar. I'm not sure he means that he's not, the Zohar doesn't demand that he go out with it too, doesn't make a win with it too. Okay. Now, one more Tosfos on both sides. Ukshartem. I'm not involved. This is the last Tosfos before we end the sugya of Mishnah. Tomorrow we start the sugya of Lila's Manfila. Just finish up this opinion briefly. What does Tosfos say, Ukshartem? Ein mavirin ala mitzvah. It's a very important thing. Ein mavirin ala mitzvah. So, Tosfos on Pshat, one of two things. That if you found, you bumped the Sharosh first, you got to ignore it, and violate Mavirin, because Shalyad must be first. Say it as Ma'akev, I mean, not Ma'akev Mamish, but it's very important. The priority of Shalyad before Rosh is more important than the priority of Mavirin Alamitzis. Or, if you're kissing your tefillin, you're mamashmesh. We're kissing my instant. Never says kiss. The later part says kiss. You feel your tefillin, you feel first the shoyad and the shorosh. In that order. Rashi's shot is a bit difficult. Rashi used to say, when you find the tefillin shoyad first, you have to put it on first because it's going to be in my view in Ela Mitzvahs.
says, what do you mean Mavir? What about your sake of the Kshata?
Nebuka Yosef argues on the fact of Tosfos. Nebuka Yosef passes the Dina. If you bump into the Sharosh first, you have to put on Sharosh first. Even though it's against the order of our Gemara, because Ein Mavir and Alamitis is more important. That's the psak of the Nebuka Yosef. For the Halacha Lamaisa, we follow Tosfos. Take a look at Siman Chaf. Hey, Sivov. In Pogav is Sharosh Pchila. Zorach Lahaver Alosa Mitzvah Yenech Hashiyat Chila. V'chakach Sharosh. So the Bir Halacha, the following situation. A guy goofed. He goofed. What did he do? He goofed. He put on the Sharosh first. Put on Sharosh first. It's a little bit spacey. Some guys woke up in the morning. I'm surprised it happened more often. They wake up spacey, and they put on the sharosh. What do you do then? Says the Bir Halacha, you don't remove the sharosh. Rather, you put the shayat on immediately. As opposed to other poskim will tell you, you have to remove the sharosh, then put on the shayat, and then put on the sharosh all over again, to be mekayim the ukshatem v'hoyu. No, so it sounds good. It sounds good. So why, in fact, don't you do that? Says the Bialach, I'll tell you why. Because every minute that you wear tefillin is a mitzvah. So why should you remove the shayat even for a moment? Excuse me, the sharosh even for a moment to be maviach the state of shatim v'ayum? But you're paying a heavy price. The price you're paying is you're removing the sharosh for that moment. Too heavy a price, too steep a price to pay. So suggests the Bir Halacha. I'm wondering, Daniel's diet is not so pushy. In the old days, and it was filling all day, so you pay a steep price every minute. But this man is there, let's say a person died in the Yechidus, which is some of that. So, you know, I don't know if you do the math, I don't think you're gaining any time. If I would take off the show, gross. Put on a shot in the show, gross, it's going to be another 25 minutes.